Bennett said he could get the answers to the spelling test on Friday. I want the answers, but I feel bad about it.
Don't ignore that feeling. It's the Holy Spirit telling you it's not right to cheat. Have you ever been tempted to cheat, steal, or lie? My name is Zach, and you're tuned into the one and only Keys for Kids. You know, everyone's been tempted to do something bad at some time in their life. But next time you're tempted to sin, remember this promise from 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, God will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you're tempted, He will show you a way out. God wants to help you fight against temptation, but you have to be willing to fight too. So the next time you're tempted to do something you know you shouldn't, ask God to show you the way out. Our story today is entitled, The Circuit Breaker. Hey, Owen! Owen looked up and saw his friend Bennett walking toward him. Some of us figured out a way to sneak a peek at the words on Friday's spelling test, Bennett said. You want in on it? Sure, said Owen. But his conscience started to bother him immediately. He knew it was wrong to cheat. But how can I help it? He wondered. The guys will think I'm a wimp if I don't. I can't back out now. As Mom was getting dinner ready that evening, the lights suddenly went out. Oh no, she exclaimed. I must have used too many appliances at the same time. Owen, ask your dad to check the breaker box. Owen grabbed a flashlight and went to the basement with his father. How do those things work? Owen asked as he watched his dad reset the circuit breaker. Well, it's a little complicated, said Dad. From here, wires run through the walls to various switches and electrical outlets. If too many things are turned on at the same time, it requires so much electricity that the wires could get very hot and could even cause a fire. Wow, that sounds dangerous, said Owen. Yes, but we don't have to worry about it, said Dad. The circuit breaker here will shut off the flow of electricity when too much is being used. Owen nodded and they started back up the stairs. You know, the circuit breaker reminds me of how God cares for us, said Dad. He won't allow any temptation into our lives that we can't handle. He's like our breaker box. But sometimes we still do what's wrong, observed Owen. Dad nodded. Yes, but if we know Jesus, He has shut off the power of sin in our lives and we don't have to give into it. When we're tempted to do something wrong, we need to remember that God gives us the strength to resist temptation. We can trust Him to help us do the right thing instead. So because I know Jesus, sin has no power over me. I don't have to cheat, Owen thought. All right, I'm going to trust Him. Owen went to his room, got out his list of words, and began to study. So how about you? Do you sometimes feel like you can't help doing something wrong? That the temptation is just too great? It isn't. No matter what the temptation is, if you know Jesus as your Savior, you can overcome it. He has freed you from the power of sin, and that means you can escape every tempting situation. The next time you're tempted to do something wrong, trust Him to help you stand firm and not give in. Our key verse is found in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13.
God will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He'll show you a way out.
And our key thought for today, you don't have to sin.
Hey Zach, how do I know if I really believe in Jesus?
Now the answer is found in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. This is how we know that we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must live as Jesus did. See, if you love Jesus, then you will want to do your best to please Him. I hope that helps. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.